Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
The editorial board of the Charlotte Observer really indicates where this so-called transgender or bathroom bill agenda is headed. And you'll be shocked at what not just an op-ed, but the editorial board is saying to the country. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Matt Barber, the founder of BarbedWire.com, and Holly Mead, director of communications for Liberty Counsel. This is a recent editorial from the entire editorial board of the Charlotte Observer in Charlotte, North Carolina. And they actually indicate at the very beginning, it's the Observer editorial board. It talks about this issue of transgender, and it talks about using opposite sex bathrooms. And Matt, they have a very shocking statement that they conclude their editorial opinion that really, I think, sets the agenda for where this is all headed.
Well, this editorial is, it just shows that here in the United States, you know, the canary is deader than a doornail, the canary in the coal mine, that a reputable mainstream newspaper's editorial board, and this is the position they've taken, would take the position that a little girl's discomfort with being forcibly exposed to a grown man's genitalia in a shower or a public locker room or a bathroom facility, and then comparing it and saying it's no different, that people who complain about that are like racists back in the Jim Crow days who complained about discomfort of being exposed to blacks, you know, in the restroom or sharing water fountains and so forth. Matt, words cannot describe how outrageous this position is, but I'm kind of glad that they actually put it down on paper because they did narrow down and drill right down into what this whole transgender thing really is all about. And it really is about forcing women, children, in violating their rights to privacy, their rights to safety. It really is about naked men in little girls' restrooms.
Yeah, it says here, quote, and this is a quote from the editorial board. Again, it's not an op-ed. It's not some letter to the editor. It's the editorial board, the overseers of the entire newspaper. And here's how they end their opinion piece. Quote, yes, the thought of male genitalia in girls' locker rooms and vice versa might be distressing to some. You think?
Oh, my gosh.
But the battle for equality has always been in part about overcoming discomfort with blacks sharing facilities, with gays sharing marriage, then realizing that it was not really so awful as some people imagined, close quote. That's the editorial board. Just get over it. It's going to happen. It's just some discomfort, no different than how people were discomfortable with blacks coming into restrooms. Just get used to it, little girls and women, of seeing undressed naked men in your bathrooms, your shower facilities, and your locker rooms.
No, I take issue with it. And there's no comparing that with racism. I'm sorry, that is not, that's apples and oranges here. But what is going on in Charlotte? I mean, they're the ones who originally opened the bathroom doors to both genders anyway with this ordinance. And so now this?
Yeah, I mean, well, you can see some of the just bankrupt thinking of some of the people there. Charlotte is the one. Again, their policy did not address employment. They actually said in their policy that that was a statewide regulation and it has to be uniform across the state. What they did was they created these bathroom policies that allowed so-called transgenders to go into the bathroom of their choice. Now, they're saying a transgender is someone who, in their mind, thinks that they are something other than their biological and physiological sex.
Yeah, Matt, a gentleman named an actual civil rights activist named Clarence Henderson wrote a response to this, and at least the Charlotte Observer published it. He was an African-American during the civil rights struggles. He said this, during the Jim Crow era, we stared down the nozzle of fire hoses, felt the piercing bite of police dogs, dangled from trees after being strung up by an angry mob, all because of the color of our skin. He said, our businesses were burned, churches bombed, communities destroyed, all because of the color of our skin. We had to drink at separate water fountains, shop at different stores, and even had to sit at the back of the bus, all because of the color of our skin. All this and more took place after enduring 400 years of arguably the most heinous crime in history, slavery. And then he says, in comparison, transgender individuals, he goes on to say, haven't experienced any of this. He points out how absurd and offensive it is to make this comparison. So not only should the Charlotte editorial board here recant and say, you know what, we were crazy, we lost our mind for a minute, you know, but they need to publicly apologize for this. But at least they are representative of this whole LGBT agenda and how surreal and other planetary it is. It's like we're not even in the same universe here.
Yeah, I know. I mean, you know, it's one thing for us to say it and know that this is what they're thinking and this is where they're going. But it's another thing for them to put it down in print, which is what they did. I mean, yes, the thought of male genitalia in girls' locker rooms and vice versa might be distressing to some, but the battle for equality has always been in part about overcoming discomfort with blacks sharing facilities and gays sharing marriage, then realizing it was not nearly so awful as some people imagined. Well, you know, we have talked since all of these things became more public about these restroom bills, bathroom bills, et cetera, transgender policies. And by the way, they're not new. They have been creeping up. And now people are using these to abuse them. In fact, you know, we've talked to women who have been sexually molested. We talked to one on Faith and Freedom not long ago who was sexually molested, raped twice. She's fearful about going into these facilities now for fear that she's going to be a target.
And that's my question. Did they interview any of those women that have gone through that when they wrote these lovely little quotes that you just read?
No, I'm sure they didn't. You know,
or psychologists who have had to work with, counselors had to work with these women and deal
and
with that.
Holly, you sent me an email the other day from a friend who was visiting a
McDonald's,
I guess, off the interstate.
Right. Here in Florida.
In Florida. And saw this man go into the woman's restroom.
Right. He was just standing there watching him. And the man turned around, looked at my friend, and my friend can stare really well. He just stared at him, and he went right in. Very obviously a man, not any cross-dresser or anything like that. Walked in there, came out, and my friend just standing there staring at him and watching a customer across the way just shake his head. You know, it was like he's just trying to push the buttons.
Oh, yeah, that's what they do. This is their activist ground now. They're trying to blur the lines between male and female. It's an attack on the family. It's an attack on innocence. It's an attack on purity. It's an attack on children. It's anti-woman.
Right.
It's misogynistic. And Matt, Liberty Counsel has a list of over 50 instances of bathroom assaults and people taking pictures.
Yeah.
And I have a friend who's a writer, and she's a conservative Christian, and Bethany Blankley is her name. She is the editor for Constitution.com. She was at the doctor's office, and they have these gender neutral, it says, this is a gender neutral bathroom in it. And it says, everybody, you know, is welcome to use it. It has no locks on the doors. So she said she went in and used the stall. And there are urinals in both bathrooms. She had no choice. She had to go into one or the other. And she saw a man using a urinal as she walked out of the stall having used the bathroom. She said she's a tough, you know, warrior in this fight. And she said she was so creeped out about it, she went and complained. They're sorry. We support all this. This is insanity.
The doctor did? That doctor's office?
Yeah, the people in the office.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, my gosh.
Well, they've opened it up. It's open for whoever.
Well, you know, these gender-neutral so-called bathrooms where you do lock it and it's just one person using it at a time, that's not what these people want because that to them is also discrimination. If they want to use the women's restroom because they think that they're a woman, they have some confused state of mind, that's what they want to do. And the point is that if you allow that, if you cater to that confused state of mind, then you're going to have these situations like Holly described or like other situations that we posted on the website where people go into these restrooms, bathrooms, and locker rooms and intentionally expose themselves, some of whom may think that they're a female. And some of those people that think that they're a female still have their male genitalia. or others that just want to go in there to commit voyeuristic acts, and they photograph, and once that photograph is put on the internet, you can't retrieve it again. Or they want to even do worse. They want to engage in sexual assault of children or women. I mean, this is absolutely absurd. This is the agenda, the so-called abolition of gender. Go to Liberty Counsel's website, support us as we continue to fight for common sense, for personal privacy and security. You can go to lc.org for more information, and you can support Liberty Counsel right there with a secured online credit card contribution.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. The website is lc.org. Become an active partner with Liberty Counsel and make a difference in your community and across the nation.